On our human services side, the reorganization is going well. Anne Rooney has created the Office of Children's Services, which brings a new focus on child well-being. We've created crossover teams in mental health, juvenile justice, and child welfare, and those groups can all work together to better serve families. And at the same time, we've created a seamless funding stream to make sure that people are getting the right services. And it is a real testament not only to the talent that we have, but to the reputations of those folks, because the state has been willing to let us do things because they know that when our Human Services Department in Onondaga County wants to take on a new project, that they will do it and do it well, and they've been looked at as an example for other counties across the state. And new this year is the Early Childhood Alliance. The Onondaga Citizens League, Syracuse 2020, and Success by Six have come together as a result of an Onondaga Citizens League study that shows that we still have fewer than half of some of our kids ready for kindergarten. We have a new focus on academic success, and we're hoping with better coordination we can have better outcomes. It's not always been the mission of child protective, juvenile justice, or our mental health systems to focus on academic success, but we know that we have to focus on academic success if we're going to give kids the tools that they need to put them on a path to independence and success. And I want to take this opportunity to welcome another department head. Dr. Indu Gupta, as I mentioned, is here. She's our new health commissioner. Since joining county government just 3 months ago, Dr. Gupta has established an unprecedented number of alliances across our community and throughout county government. For 2015, she's planning on capitalizing on these alliances to address the rising epidemic of heroin abuse in our community. It's an issue that crosses all sectors and demographics, and it will require a full court approach to solve. The spirit of outreach and collaboration is one of the many reasons that we are so lucky to have Dr. Gupta as our health commissioner, and she's started a blog to keep in direct contact with the public, and I would encourage you to visit that blog on the county website. The health department has recently reported on the state of our babies. It's completed its strategic plan, and it's seen a great increase in the number of volunteers in our health department. We're lucky to have Dr. Gupta, and we welcome her back to Central New York. There's a new initiative on the human services side. We're starting a summer employment pilot. Anne Rooney met with Pastor Darren Heime from People's AME Zion Church in Syracuse, and we've created a pilot program. We're hoping to start small with about 30 teenagers and see if we can scale this up. We're pairing teens with available summer jobs, and Pastor Heime is coordinating the transportation to get the teens to the summer jobs. We're hoping that this will continue our constant effort to break down barriers and level the playing field, particularly when it comes to an opportunity in county government.